Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guy who can give us even more insight into this joins us right now on the hotline. From brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work for the Chronicle Telegram, he's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, sir.
Hey, hey.
What's going on, guys?
You.
We said earlier, we said last week, it's only the Tennessee Titans at 1-11, and the Browns are, you know, Browns aren't good at 3-9. But this could be a pivotal game for the future of the guys who are running this team. Are you left feeling that way after what happened yesterday?
I am. I do think there's one caveat, the fact that Shedeur Sanders played as well as he did, especially late, I think provides some hope that wasn't there in the third quarter when the Browns were early in the fourth quarter when the Browns are losing 31-17. For then it felt to me like that was the kind of game that causes big changes within an organization, right? That probably guaranteed a top five pick. They stayed in the discussion for a number one pick. But it's also the kind of game and the kind of season that gets people fired, you know, losing to a one-win team for the second time. So I did get that feeling, and then I felt a little differently after watching Shedeur play the way he did and giving him a chance to win late. You know, and I'm not saying that changes everything and they still lose the game, but I think when you're going big picture and talking about excitement heading into next year and can you generate any with the current regime coming back, I think there's a chance. I think that equation changes a bit depending on how the final four games go. You know, do they pull out a couple of upset wins and get to five? And how does Shedeur play? And does he give everybody or most people the hope that, hey, maybe they actually found somebody? And, you know, I'm not trying to get ahead of anything. And it's only been one really good game for Shedeur, one, you know, a great end of the game. But I think you have to keep that in mind when you're talking about the big picture with this organization.
Are we wagging the dog on yesterday's game? I mean, we're spending a lot of time talking about, you know, two-point conversions and what they did at the end of the game. But, you know, it's hard to think that the defense – I mean, yes, there was a couple short fields there, but, you know, they still gave up 31 points yesterday. That's not – I mean
– to the worst offense in the league.
Yeah, that I know we're all looking at the quarterback. We're all talking offense, but – the reality of it is the defense didn't held their end of the bargain.
No, you're 100% right. And, you know, it's bad teams figure out ways to lose games. And, you know, the Browns have been doing it mostly on offense and special teams this year. But there's been a couple instances where the defense hurt it. And, you know, if you go take a step back and look at this defense as a whole, it's had a really good year. You know, obviously Miles is having an unbelievable historic season. But they're getting really good play overall. But yesterday, you know, they're handed a relatively short field to start. You know, the guy returns a kickoff to near midfield. They give up a couple of third downs, can't get off the field, give up an early touchdown, and then they give up the two long runs. And you know, that's enough when you also have a costly interception that sets up a touchdown, when you have a fumble that sets up a touchdown. The defense just wasn't good enough yesterday, and it started with the run defense. And it continued on a couple of big third downs, even though the final third down numbers were okay. And then the short fields. And for the second straight week, yes, they're put in bad spots with short fields, but they were not able to hold the other team to field goals instead of touchdowns. And when you lose a game by 2 points, All that stuff matters.
I don't think coaches should ignore information. But the whole analytical thing about the two-point conversion, and yesterday clearly on display for us, but we've seen it around the league where coaches are going for two in a situation where, well, if you don't get this, you're down by two scores. And yesterday that wasn't the case, but you know we've seen it time and time again. Scott, where in the world of football does that kind of stuff make sense?
Yeah, you know what, Jeff, I've just become numb to it because it happens so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're looking at different, they're looking at all the numbers. I don't have access to all those numbers. And, you know, they're doing it with the intent of winning the game. So I don't question the data. I don't. Now, when it plays out the way it does, and the, you mentioned at the start, the, when you go for it and then all of a sudden you're down three possessions or two possessions instead of one. Like, I struggle with that mathematically. Like, how does that make sense?
Yeah. That wasn't the case yesterday, but still.
Right, right. But yesterday's makes more sense to me. If you get the first two-point conversion, then you score a touchdown, an extra point, you win the game. And it puts you in a good spot. And if you don't get it, then you still have a chance to force overtime. So that makes more sense to me. Obviously, when you miss both of them, you just say, why not kick the extra points? I get it.
Right.
But that's just not how the league is anymore.
No,
and there's numbers to support it. But, you know, I certainly remember a decade ago when it would have been automatic extra point, and you're going to overtime.
Agreed.
How do we pick up the pieces from here? Like, I'm just apathy it truly feels like it's setting in, and I can only imagine what the stadium's going to look like for what we got one more game, two more games at home. I don't know. How do you stay hooked if you're a fan? Like, what, are we just watching Sidor? Is this what it's all about?
Yeah, well, I think it's I don't know if this should matter, but I do think that matters in the bigger discussion about the futures of Andrew Barry and Kevin Stefanski, is how do you keep fans engaged over a long off season, coming off 3-14 and whatever this season winds up being, and keeping the status quo, right? How do you generate excitement? How do you keep excitement? We already know where the tone of the fan base is right now and has been for a month. It wouldn't change, you know, and I guess maybe it changes if you draft a quarterback in the top five, right? If you draft Mendoza, maybe it changes. But it also could change if Sanders finishes the season on a heater and he looks like he's the guy, and all of a sudden you go, okay, maybe they have the quarterback and they can spend their top picks on, you know, big name players at other positions and you don't have to go get a quarterback. So I do think the final 4 weeks matter, particularly with Shedeur Sanders from a big picture organization standpoint. And then the other reason to watch is Myles Garrett chasing this sack streak or the sack record. You know, I think that's historic. Like I said earlier, I think it's fun. I think it's something for people to rally behind. I know his teammates are rallying behind him, trying to chase it down. But when we're talking about how do you generate excitement, one way is by you make a bunch of changes, right? And you go, okay, here's the new guy, and he's going to fix everything. And I do think that has some effect, right? And I think it can energize a fan base. The other one is thinking you found your quarterback, whether that's Shedeur Sanders or a guy in the top five. And I think both things are on the table, and that's why the next four games do matter, and I think they matter a lot. And then we'll see the offseason and how they handle – you know, staying and going and what they do in the draft and all those kind of things. But to me, those are the two ways you can generate excitement when you're coming off two terrible seasons.
Scott, tell me what you think about this. I think Shedeur, I pointed out in just a fact, the other than the guy who played yesterday for the Jets, who it was, you know, his first game, other than him, Shedeur has the worst completion percentage in the NFL right now. There's some things to clearly improve on. That said, I find it hard to think other than this, and tell me if this is accurate in your mind.
Yep.
He's shown enough already that I think you could roll in the next season with Shedeur and Deshaun and Dylan or a veteran you bring in or whatever you do there. But Shedeur is a guy who... go ahead, next year, figure out if he's your guy. Fix the team otherwise, and if not, then go draft a guy in 2027 in what could be a pretty good quarterback draft.
I'm not ready to go that far, Jeff. Number one, you know, everybody thought 2026 was going to be a good quarterback class. Yeah. You just don't know. I don't think you can look at it like that.
Although a lot of those guys for this year seemed like they're going to be heading back to school.
I get it, but a couple of those guys didn't have the same seasons, right? Like, I just
agreed.
I hate kicking the can down the road. Yeah. And I haven't seen enough of Shedeur. I thought yesterday there were plenty of signs, which is why I keep talking about why the final four games matter, because I want to see it. And I do think, personally, I could get there over the final month and say, okay, that is the way to go into 2026. I'm not there yet. Okay. And just watching the first three starts would not be enough for me to go, I'm going to pass on Mendoza or whoever that guy would be, right? Like, I just haven't seen enough. I don't think you can just give away or just pass on the opportunity for a top five quarterback without a relatively sure thing, or at least more signs than we've seen yet from Shedeur. But I do think there are signs, and I liked him coming out. We've talked about it a million times. I liked him. I think the completion percentage is misleading because it's a small sample size. We obviously know that he can be incredibly accurate, and we saw it on those two touchdowns to Fannin and Njoku, or especially Njoku. It was a great throw into a tight window, and we've seen
and a great pass to Judy, too. That was a great pass. Yeah.
Right, and I think he learned from the week before when he missed Judy. It was a similar concept. I don't think it was the same concept. It was at least similar enough. I think he's learning week by week, which is a great sign. I thought he showed a lot of athleticism yesterday, escaping sacks, which I wasn't convinced he could do. And, you know, he's still not, you know, Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson, but he showed they can get out of trouble. The scramble touchdown was a big-time athletic play for him. And I think the completion percentage is also influenced through a bunch of throwaways yesterday where he escaped trouble, got away, and threw it out of bounds. So it's not like he is an accurate quarterback, and I believe that despite whatever the completion percentage says. Now, he should have made one more throwaway instead of throwing that ball deep over the middle late, and that winds up being a big play in the game. But I think you've seen enough to be encouraged, but I have not seen enough to change my organizational plan yet.
There's no way if they draft somebody that he's back here next year, is there?
Jeff, I don't know. It's so interesting, and there's so many unknowns. Right? We don't know who's going to be the guy making those decisions, do we? Like, we can all assume it's Andrew Berry, and then how do you do it? But if it's not Andrew Berry, what does the next GM think? Does the next GM want to keep Deshaun Watson around, right? We know that that's the plan right now, is to keep Deshaun Watson, but what if there's a new GM that says, I don't want him, and I want to start fresh, right? So I just think there's way too many unknowns to say if you draft a quarterback in the top five that you can't have Shedeur here, but I get what you're saying. It would seem like you wouldn't have both those pieces here, but I'm not ready to say that with any kind of definitiveness.
Last thought, after what happened yesterday, what's your gut tell you about the survival rate here of Kevin and his coaching staff?
Mm.
I would think that they would need to pull off a couple upsets over the last four games to come back. That's just – nobody's told me that. That's just my feeling. Like, I know that the Haslams wanted stability, right? They started the year. They knew that it was going to be a difficult year. They didn't know what they were doing at quarterback, right? Uncertainty at quarterback, so many rookies on the roster. But they also talked about an improvement from 3-14. And they haven't shown that yet. And they've lost to 2 1-win teams. And it's really difficult. And we keep seeing the same kind of mistakes show up in games, special teams, what have you. That right now, I would lean toward, not me personally, I would think the situation goes to where the coaching staff gets fired. But I think that can change over the last 4 weeks, too.
Scott, we'll listen for you in the press conference coming up at 1 o'clock. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Petrak joining us there on the Fan Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is?
With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there's a human element to this football thing that, as Jeff just mentioned, Ethan Posick, there's a human element to this that is just so, so rough. Ethan, part of an offensive line that I think is underachieved this year. But Ethan's a good center, and he's in the final year of a contract. And so he just tore his Achilles. In the final year of his contract, in week 14 of the season. Does he even play next year? That's hard to imagine.
Mm.
You know, look at Deshaun. Deshaun's coming back from a torn Achilles. Yes,
right.
He's not going to play all year, but he's under contract. Ethan's not under contract. So what's he going to do? Daniel Jones, who just... Everybody thought, boy, this guy has salvaged his career. I've seen, you know, off-season rankings for free agency in the NFL for next year. Daniel Jones was listed as the number one free agent quarterback.
Sure.
Here we got a guy. This guy's going to do it for us. Is he going to play next year? Unlikely. Because look how late he gets hurt. Unlikely that he plays next year. And this guy was sitting there ready to cash in. And he'd have gotten Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield contract anyway, which is what, about 3 years, about 90 mil, something like that. And now he's done, hurt, no contract. That's rough.
With Ethan, wouldn't you
sign him?
And let him go through the rehab,
except for one thing.
And then maybe you've got him for the next 2 years. Well, something. But he's on IR, and you just kind of stash him away there for a little bit.
See, you're a nice sounding guy, except for one thing.
Yeah.
He's a center who's been around a long time. You're going to have to play somebody else next year. And why would you sign him? This is not this would be a nice thing to do. Have several million in rehab on us, and then we'll bring you back the following year. Well, why would you bring him back the following year? Because you're going to have to play somebody else at center next year, and you hope that guy does the job.
Yeah.
This is the brutal aspect of the NFL.
I guess so.
It's brutal. What do you have?
I just want to let you know, as always, you can listen to the show and all of our local shows on The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Todd's in Ward 1. Todd called us at 216-474-0092.
Hey, Todd.
He knows the number. We're on speed dial for Todd.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Dan, if you're back there. So, I don't think it's brutal. I mean, truthfully, they're independent contractors. They know that. Yeah. And if the team was in a bad spot and their contract was up, they'd leave the team. So, there's nothing brutal about this.
No, I think there is, Todd. There's a human element that I think stinks. But you're right. It's business. It's the way this business operates.
He raised up on the Browns, too. And there may be a more affordable way to do this, but to me, as a fan, a shallow, self-absorbed fan, I proudly state, this gives these people more incentive to finally get an offensive lineman in the first round. In the first round. That is what needs to be done. I'm not along with the group that says that Dillon Gabriel shouldn't stay. I'm with you, Jeff. The quarterback room looks good. I'm not going to have a debate with anybody about that on or off air. The quarterback
Todd, there's enough there that you could think, all right, let's go in the next year and let's worry about that down the road, and maybe we don't even have to worry about it.
Yep. And I hear Andy quiet in the background. If you don't agree, bump you, Andy Baskin. The quarterback room is solid. But I will say this. Shador's stats have been padded on sorry defenses. So it's
never
been a
question. Interesting that you bring that up yesterday, because I had some other people say to me, I was like, I was just pumped that he threw for over 300. Look, it's an NFL defense, whether they're good or bad.
That's true.
And so that's the hard part. But some people were saying, you know, maybe any quarterback in the NFL should be able to, any good quarterback should be able to get those kind of numbers against a team like that. To me, I'm not watching that. I'm watching Shador Sanders, rookie quarterback, improve on things each and every week. I'm kind of looking back at the big picture and not so much the, okay, I'll worry about the other team. But if you are given the opportunity to do what he did yesterday, he did it. And that's what the important part is. It doesn't matter how good or bad Tennessee is. He's getting better every
wrong.
Week. Yeah.
You got it wrong, Andy. He didn't improve. The defenses just got worse.
Yeah, but he had the opportunity. But it's not given. It's
That's
not
true.
Given. He's got to go get it. Whether you think they're the worst defense in the NFL or not, he still had the opportunity to go out there and get there. And he did his job.
He did his job. Yeah. And there's never been a debate from most people that pay attention that he deserves to be in the league. He is an NFL quarterback for sure. But he didn't improve. The defense just got worse. So
I'm going to disagree. I think look at the decisions he's making. Look at some of the reads he's making. He's very much a rookie. But again, I ask rookies to get better every game, or at least change something that might have been wrong before. Are you learning? That's what we're asking right now. Because I want to believe that he can be here for a while. And every week he seems to prove that to me, that he should be here, that he's trying to earn that spot every game. And trying to get better every game, and we're seeing things out of him that I wish maybe we would have seen out of Gabriel, but we're not. And the only reason I wish that is because they spent a higher pick on Gabriel. So Sanders is doing everything that I think they need him to do to kind of move forward here.
I'm rooting for all of them because they wear orange helmets. I don't care which one. Right now, the guy's Shador.
I need rookie quarterbacks to get better every game, and I think he's getting better every game. Yeah.
Anthony's in Maple Heights. Anthony, thanks for your patience.
Hey, Anthony.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Just wanted to celebrate that my Steelers won. Stefanski's Pat Shurmur 2.0.
Dude, if you love the Steelers, why are you calling us? We don't care. Why don't you call Pittsburgh? We have a station in Pittsburgh.
Go Steelers!
There you go. That's great. All right.
Anthony hung on a very long time for that.
What amazing a waste of time.
Amazing the things that people don't have to do during the day.
Let me tell you, of all the things on this earth that I would do, the last thing I would do is hang on hold. For how long was he on hold for, do you know?
Well, I was going to punch him up before Scott, and I did mistakenly, and then put him back on hold.
Oh, that's right. So he was on hold for a long time. Just say, go Steelers. Like, you sound like an idiot. Your team is 7-6. You're not going very far in the playoffs. You had a nice win yesterday.
I don't know.
Stop.
That Aaron Rodgers, baby, he's turning back the clock.
Yeah.
Lee's in Bedford. Not Lee Evans, is it?
Gentlemen.
Oh, is it Lee Evans?
Nope. Lee's in Bedford.
Oh, you could just tell us you're Lee Evans. That's cool. You're in Bedford.
No. My last name begins with an E, but many fans, I want to put my name out
Lee
there.
Lee Elliott. So. Hi, Lee. Good to have you with us.
Esther, E-S-T-E-R.
Oh, there you go.
I had to follow up that guy, the Pittsburgh guy. That was
sorry,
horrible.
Bud. Sorry.
Right.
We didn't know.
I understand.
You've already upped the intelligence level just by saying that.
We didn't
Thank
know.
Thank you.
All right. The last time I called in, I told you guys that Stefanski cannot get out of this hole. He keeps making the hole bigger. He cannot get out of this hole. It's no way in the world. We get tired of hearing him say, we got to get better. We got to coach better. What do you think the players are feeling? He made that team lose yesterday. Those players put themselves in a position to win, and he took it away from them. What can he say in the locker room after that? And you keep saying, Jeff, he can coach. But how many times has he made mistakes? When he put Harold Fannin on the center and he fumbled, He keeps making the same mistakes over and over, expecting a different results. And what's that called? Insanity.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps doing it to himself. And you can't, if we're getting tired of hearing it and seeing it, the players have got to be tired of hearing it and seeing it.
The game yesterday, day, Lee, and though I would have never gone for two, the game did not come down to two extra points.
No, it didn't. But the defense, yeah, the defense gave up a lot. Defense
sure did.
Played a bad game. But they got that ball back for that last drive.
Yeah.
They got off the field, and then you go down, and he goes for two for no reason. You talk about analytics, it's a thing called common sense.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, Lee. You're singing to the choir on that one.
And I don't understand how he can sit and keep saying this and keep saying this, and it just seems like he could just say it and not have no consequences about his job. Like I said, this wouldn't fly in Dallas. This wouldn't fly in Kansas City, New England. He wouldn't be here 6 years.
Jason Garrett was in Dallas a real long time, and Jason never won anything big, so it might fly in Dallas.
Might have. Did you see Jason Garrett coming here?
If the Browns make a move, and he had some interest, I would talk to him. You know, I did a little digging yesterday, and you know, again, I think Kevin can coach. Does that mean I think he's the right coach for here right now? It's starting to not feel that way. You know, sometimes you just need a fresh approach. Kevin might need a fresh approach. I like the guy. I don't know him personally. I like what I see of him, and I think sometimes I think he can coach. But I also think there have been some, you know, some blunders that I don't understand. And it goes back to Andy, Nick Chubb in the red zone. You know, we said that years ago, and I believe that. But I just did a little digging, and I got a call yesterday on the postgame show. And we didn't have time for him, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, "Why is Jeff a Stefanski apologist?"
Wow.
And what I'd like to think I am, you know, though I'm a Browns fan, that's not what they pay me for here. Right? I mean, I could sit here and go, Shadur, yeah, woo. But you got to look at the facts and point out certain things. And with Kevin, same thing. I took a look at a bunch of things about him last night. And I'm going to go over those next.
About Shadur?
About Kevin.
Okay.
And about coaches. And about second time around, and coaches with talent and coaches without talent. I'll give you that coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m., an afternoon drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, and you can do that live and on demand right now, including Brownie Bites yesterday with Daryl Ryder. Check that out. Get his immediate reaction to yesterday's game.
Well, that sounded so sincere.
Well, I want you to listen to it. I was not there yesterday. He did it by himself. So
it was a good one?
Thanks, man. I love working with you, too. Jerk.
With friends like these.
Point. That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Stan Menigan's behind the glass. Meredith's taking your phone calls. 216-474-0092. Again, we know how things work in pro sports. I've said all season, you don't survive 3-14, followed by 3-10 right now, and who knows where this ends up. Coaches don't survive that in the NFL. And good coaches get let go. And I think Kevin can coach in the NFL, and I think he'll coach in the NFL again. And it might be here. You know, I could understand if they brought him back, because depending on what the Haslams told Andrew Berry and Kevin before the season, I understand that. And again, I like the guy. I'm not going to apologize for that. And I think he can coach. And so I knew we'd be getting phone calls with everybody wanting to fire him today. And I can understand that. I mean, we've seen it for 2 years now. It's not good. But here's why, and people say, you know, you say the guy can coach, and I catch grief for that. Let me just throw out some things. And you can look at anything you want, any way you want. But I just thought, just for food for thought, Andy, in Kevin's first 4 years here, he had a record of 37-30 in his first 4 years. And that's a winning percentage of 55%. Okay. And his records were solid enough, 11-5, 8-9, 7-10, 11-6. And the two 11-win teams, he had some talent that he could work with. You know, that first year was Baker's second-best quarterback rating of his career. Kevin did a nice job with Baker. Fewer interceptions, great ratio there. And, you know, if you're going to give Kevin grief for stuff, you also got to give him credit for helping Baker there. He also had Chubb, Kareem, Landry, and Njoku. They all played 13 or more games that year. So he had relatively good health from his skill position guys. The next year in 2021, same crew, but they were a bit more injured. 2022, Deshaun came in, missed 11 games, and they went 7-10. And then 2 years ago, they went 11-6 with five quarterbacks. You know, and so anytime you're going to hear people scream, well, you can't, you know, your quarterbacks and blah, 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 blah. They went 5-1 with Deshaun, 4-1 with Flacco, 1-1 with P.J. Walker, for God's sake. DTR won a game for him, 1-2, and they won 11 games. And they had relatively good health, 15 or more games from Amari Cooper, Jerome Ford, David Njoku, Elijah Moore, Harrison Bryant, and Kareem, all healthy enough to play 15 or more games. So Kevin has shown, when he has a roster, an offensive roster that has some ability, that he can coach it. This is the thing I want to stress. Do you think Mike Vrabel is a good football coach?
Yes, I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think Mike's a really good football coach. His winning percentage in Tennessee during his run was less than Kevin's first 4 years here. Not by much, just percentage points. But Vrabel in Tennessee was 54-45. And then they made the huge mistake of firing him. And it was a stupid move when they fired him in Tennessee, because a guy can coach. He had a winning record his first 4 years there, and then went 7-10 and 6-11. And they fired him. Well, if a guy can coach, a guy can coach.
Mm-hmm.
Vrabel can coach. You obviously didn't have very good players for him there, and he paid the price. Off for a year, he's now 11-2 in New England. On off for a year, meaning he worked here in Cleveland, not as a head coach.
I don't know that he would have gone 11-2 here, but...
No, I don't know either, but he's 11-2 right now. So guess what? He has some players there, and by God, he can coach him, can he?
Well, they're doing something right. Something we're not doing.
He can coach him. And I just looked at a couple other guys. Belichick's first 4 years in Cleveland, the fifth year I give Bill a pass because it was 5-11 and the move was announced. But and Kevin's not Bill, but this just shows you. He was 31-33 in his first 4 years here in Cleveland. Bill was. And second time around, Bill learned some things. Took him a while to get another gig, and he can coach. I just think guys who can coach can go win some games somewhere else. You know, Dan Quinn took Atlanta to the Super Bowl, but his record was only about 500. He was fired at 0-5 in his sixth season. And then he went to Dallas as the DC, and last year, 12-5 in Washington. This year, 3-9, and they've had injuries. You know, Jaden Daniels has been dinged up, and you know they've lost a lot of guys, and they're dinged up. But Quinn can coach. Sean Payton did the same thing. You know, they finally got rid of him in New Orleans. Well, he's doing real well in Denver, and that's my only point here. If it's not here, Kevin's going to coach somewhere else, and I'll bet he's okay.
I bet he is too. Yeah. I'm not questioning that. I just right now this doesn't feel like it's a good fit. Things just don't feel right at all.
They don't feel
he
right.
He may be a good coach, but it's not going to work here right now.
And
I think everything went sideways when they traded Flacco. I don't feel like they were of one mind when they made that decision.
This thing screams right now it's not working, and it probably is better for everybody to make a change.
Yeah.
And because we know how that's how it works in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a business part.
Two really bad seasons in a row, guys don't survive that. They don't survive that. And if Kevin doesn't survive it, my question would be, does Andrew Berry survive it?
I kind of feel like Berry does. If Berry...
He's had one really good draft.
Yeah, but if it wasn't his decision, if he was told, get Watson here... Do whatever it takes. There's no general manager in the NFL that's going to look good when they lose three first-round draft picks. No one's going to look good in that situation.
But let me add to this, okay?
Now, if it was his idea, then it's on him, and you know he's got to pay the price for it. And he deserves all the criticism. I just don't believe it.
But if he gets a pass on that, why wouldn't Kevin?
It's fair. I understand the statement. I think Kevin has, but when you're making in-game adjustments I don't know. Yesterday just seems so stupid. Just not good decisions there. And then the other thing is, we're all sitting here complaining about Bubba Ventrone. What did Prefer ever do that was so bad? I always wondered that. Like the guy
Mike who had Prefer?
Yeah, the guy that coached his team. The guy that was the acting head coach for the game that they had actually won. Like, I never understood that. Now, are his special teams at North Carolina real good? I don't know. He's taking a couple years off. I looked at their stats a couple weeks ago and started thinking about that. Special teams at North Carolina aren't exactly the greatest, but is North Carolina having a great year, or did they have a great year? I never understood why they made that change in the first place. That was like change to make a change. And it was weird the way they did it. Like, a lot of times you cut away from a coach as soon as the season's over. They waited a little while and made, like, I just... To me, it's one of those, you know, in the weeds kind of moves that they've made over the years. That you're kind of like, why did they do that? I don't get it.
Jake's buzzing around town. Hello, Jake.
Hey, man.
Hey, how are you guys?
Fine, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so, a lot of people are, pretty upset about last night's game. But to me, I'm ecstatic. Okay. And the reason I say that is because if Shedeur Sanders plays like that the rest of the season, you go into this next draft with probably a top three pick, where I want to remind people who are complaining about, you know, not having playmakers. Carnell Tate is 6'3 and runs a true 4'4. That's probably going to go in the top three. And if we don't need a quarterback and for some reason we are the number one pick, you have a QB needy team that's willing to trade even more assets to help you for this year and the next. And then you have another first rounder and you have a high second rounder for an offensive line that basically needs completely rebuilt after that Posick injury. I don't know if we'll bring anyone back other than, you know, DeJuan Jones.
Who's I'm been curious, injured too frequently to count on, Jake?
Yeah, I think DeJuan Jones might serve better as a guard. He reminds me a lot of Mekhi Becton, who is, you know, kind of a failure at the Jets at tackle, but was a massive human like DeJuan, but has made an excellent career since then, went in a Super Bowl with the Eagles and is now with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And I think the writing on the wall with Kevin, correct. And I think the writing on the wall with Kevin has been since Minnesota. Since last year, he goes, I don't know if you're familiar with the term, you know, play not to lose.
Yeah.
That's when it's 0-0, he does that. Anytime he wants to lean on his defense and play not to lose. And I think that has just completely killed his credibility this year. And I think I really do think he's lost the locker room.
Jake, thank you very much. I don't think he's lost the locker room. I see a team that plays hard. To me, you lose a locker room, the team doesn't play hard. Now, did they play well yesterday? No. No. The defense, to me, is unexplainable. I don't understand what happened with the D yesterday. Tyvis Powell played D in the NFL. He's joining us next. We'll get his thoughts on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.